Talk Live, 855-453. Take control of the airwaves. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we're going to continue with more about the DEA and some of their nasty behavior here in a few moments. Also, you can take control of the airwaves. You may also connect with us on our Skype, which is username lrn.fm. So you have two options. Toll-free number, 855-453, brought to you by Cycle CAI, and also Skype, username lrn.fm. In a recent hour of the show, we discussed the DEA going into Washington State medical cannabis clinics and just outright stealing pot and taking cash, not making any arrests. That's not the only nasty behavior that they've been up to. Johnny Ray has a story, a follow-up story, on a piece that I believe we originally told you about when it happened, about a young man who was locked in a cell by the DEA without any kind of sustenance. What happened?
NBC San Diego. The U.S. government will pay $4.1 million to avoid a lawsuit against federal agents who forgot about a UC San Diego student left in a holding cell for days without food or water.
Oops.
Daniel Chong spent 5 days in a DEA holding cell in April 2012. Taken into custody on a DEA raid, Chong was left in a windowless room without food and water. He was forced to drink his own urine, hoping it would help him stay alive. Chong's attorney, who along with his client threatened a lawsuit against the DEA, announced the $4.1 million settlement Tuesday. What happened to Daniel Chong should not happen to any human being, attorney Gene Iredell said. Iredell said it was a San Diego Police Department officer by the name of Darren Reese who told Chong on that first day that someone would be right back to get him. The officer was part of a DEA task force made up of local, state, and federal law enforcement. It was an accident. A really, really bad, horrible accident, Chong said Tuesday regarding the officer's alleged mistake. UC San Diego student was at a friend's house in University City celebrating 420 when agents came inside and raided the residence.
Jeez.
Chong was then taken to the DEA office in Kearney Mesa. I had to do what I had to do to survive, Chong told NBC7 after the incident. It's so inconceivable. You keep doubting they would forget you. When he was eventually found, Chong was incoherent and suffering from kidney failure.
Good Lord.
He was rushed to the hospital where he spent 3 days in the ICU.
All of this over a marijuana raid?
The people that he was with, first of all, he was not charged with anything. He happened to be at this place, but the people he was with, the apartment he was with, they were running, they were ecstasy sellers.
No.
Yeah.
Well, this is the other thing that one needs to consider, the other side of the shoe when one needs to consider with the drug war, is that the people that are going to perpetrate your drug war are going to make mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
And those mistakes, at some point or another, are going to cost people's lives.
Sure.
They cost people's lives all the time. Most of those people just have little pieces of lead that moved quickly through their bodies, or at least into their bodies.
Yeah, and then they can have a good excuse for it, and that is that they were afraid of something, and so they had to shoot.
Yeah, they shot an old 72-year-old man in his garage recently, called it bad lighting, and, you know, whatever. But in this case, they have a guy, I mean, you know, a much more harrowing story. You know, these other people, their lives are ended, but it's bullets and cops and, you know, whatever. Cops are allowed to shoot a certain amount of people a year, and it's okay. Whereas in this case, it's like, oh, my God, how could you forget somebody in a cell?
Yeah, that's the pretty much the same takeaway I had from this, Mark, is that you shouldn't be giving these people the power because people make mistakes. And this kid was locked up, and he didn't do anything to precipitate it. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't do anything to anybody. But he finds himself in a cell, handcuffed.
He tried. He was handcuffed in there?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he stacked up some of his personal things, and he tried to break a fire extinguisher out of the ceiling. He urinated on the bench and then drank that.
Jeez.
He put his eyeglasses into his mouth and bit them, broke them, so that he could carve a message to his mom in his arm.
In case he died.
Sorry, yeah, he was, yeah, because he started hallucinating. He accepted death, and he tried to carve sorry mom into his arm, just to have something left of him after being forgotten. And now he's
as though he has anything to be sorry for. I mean, I understand he was hallucinating, and who knows what was going through his head at that time, but as though he's at fault for anything in this particular case. He was just trying to enjoy, what, was he at a college dorm room? He was trying to enjoy an afternoon with his friends. It was 4:20, something that happens across college campuses and across the country, you know, in a lot of places. It happened here at Central Square in Keene today. 4:20s happen. That's, you know, a normal thing for a college-age student. And then he gets, you know, caught up in this raid. They lock him in a holding cell. The bureau who locks him in there probably just spaced out.
He did.
Yeah, he just, you know, went and got some coffee and had some donuts, and before he knew it, it was time to go, and he left for the weekend, and then...
Oops. That was it. He forgot. You know, the mistakes are going to be made. I just want people to understand that if this police officer had decided to take this Chun fella out into the alley and plug him in the head... that we wouldn't be having this conversation. It would have been like, I wonder what he did to deserve that.
You mean the kid?
Yeah. The kid. That's what they would say. Because, you know, this is a horrifying story that we get to hear, but there's so many that you don't. And I'm not claiming the police are plugging people in the head in alleys every day. I don't know, and you don't either. But that's really the problem, is that we've handed so much power over to people who have no responsibility for it. And not that anybody can really be qualified to do this, but oftentimes these people are quite young. They are not particularly well educated. They don't have the responsibility level.
You're talking about the cops.
Yeah, the cops. They're given these kind of special uniforms and the shiny badges and the silly looking hats and the guns, and they've been told, we tell them that the scribblings of politicians magically give them the right to trespass on private property and to lock people in cages whenever they feel like it. And of course, this is the most important part, is as a society we dutifully ignore their abuses while pretending that enforcing minor highway regulations and going after pot smokers, this is important work that they're doing, so we have to ignore a certain amount of things that they do. How can you expect them not to behave like this? This is the world they've been given. You have incentivized them to behave this way.
I didn't do it, man. I didn't do it. I didn't vote for this. Did you?
I didn't vote for it.
Well, how can you blame the listener for this? These people seize this power.
The people who choose not to pay any attention to it are the ones that are getting what they deserve.
Are paying attention.
I got you.
I mean, how could our listeners do anything differently?
We're listening. There's tens of thousands of people who are listening to us right now. There are salivating statists out there that are like, we got to have what we'll get, but. And they're coming up with all kinds of excuses as to why this is okay.
So, it's not fair to indict the entire audience. I mean, that's not nice.
Believe me, Ian, nobody feels indicted that doesn't deserve to feel indicted.
Maybe they don't feel indicted because they just believe this is the right thing to do. Maybe they think that you're completely wrong and that these college drug addicts need to be put locked away. What was it the MPP guy said? There was some organization called, like, Stop the Use of Drugs in Our Society or something like that. Just some sort of intolerant group that just is completely against the idea of altering one's state of consciousness. I wish I could remember what it was. My internet was down at the time. Otherwise, I would have pulled up whatever that group was. They said it was out of Florida.
Some horrifying thing.
Some interest group that's, you know, continuing to advocate for prohibition.
Yep. And this war on drugs, Mark, I think what I'm saying dovetails with what you said. I hope I'm not simply restating. This war on drugs is a case of people abrogating their responsibility as parents to raise their children to be able to make good decisions for themselves. This is just, it's the war on drugs is a kind of laziness. It's a kind of intellectual laziness.
Sure.
It's an admission that I don't really get this drug thing. I didn't, the world I grew up in was different. So I'm just going to give it, I'm going to give this power of raising my children to the state.
Drugs
are
bad.
And this is what happens.
Drugs are bad. Now go ahead and have some alcohol, son. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and there's a big contradiction in the messages that are out there. Marijuana's bad, but alcohol's okay, even though alcohol is a completely dangerous drug, one of the hardest drugs in existence known to man today. More on the way. You take control. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
What's that spell?
Incorporation!
protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. SACL-CAI toll free line with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. We've got webcams when they're working, although we're having some internet difficulties here tonight, so apologies to those of you who might have tried to watch the webcams. You've been SOL all night long. But when they do work, they are free, so enjoy them at cam.freetalklive.com or your money back. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
Mortgage Minute guy, he has some really great articles out there. I was recently reading an article about him where he was sort of pointing out how the continuity of people's thinking tends to, in some cases, can get them in trouble. So if, for instance, a family member had a 30-year fixed mortgage, that, you know, you think that's the right thing to do because that's what Dad or Mom or Uncle Bill or whoever had. Well, the fact is I had a friend recently got a 15-year fixed mortgage at like 2.something%. These are historic lows as far as home rates go, and the 15-year fixed is lower than the 30-year fixed. Plus, you're done in half the time. It's really demoralizing when it comes to a 30-year fixed loan that you're paying more interest than you are principal for the first 10 years on that loan. Not with a 15-year fixed. You start out by paying, I think you're paying like 58% or something like that on a 15-year fixed immediately. So most of your payment is going towards principal. MortgageMinuteGuy.com's got great rates for you. They're going to get you the right loan. Maybe a 30-year fix is the right loan for you, but you can be sure once you have an expert to help you. Also, if you have had somebody help you, and it's the time to get a second opinion, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, they're just a click away, a phone call away to get that second opinion. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, let's go right back to the phones and the fun. We got Sean in Nashville. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to an episode the other day where you were talking about how you were willing to volunteer some of your tax dollars because you appreciated things like the roads and all of that. And
yeah, that was under the context, for those that weren't listening to that episode, that was in the context of me not paying a full property tax bill. So the idea would be to, instead of paying the full amount that they're demanding, give them about maybe 30% of what they're demanding and, you know, opt out basically of paying for things like roads and police. Or excuse me, not roads, schools and police.
Exactly. And I guess you guys kind of were talking back and forth afterwards. I forget who was bringing it up, but it kind of sounded like some of you were saying, like, oh, well, there's no private options, so, you know, you can't send it to a private option and all that. And what I was going to say was I recently read a story about some neighbors at the end of a street in Portland, and they had really bad public roads leading into their houses. And the city said, hey, it's going to be too expensive, so we're not going to do anything for you. But if you want to...
Sorry about that.
If you want to contribute $20,000 each, I guess there was about 10 people at the end of this road, then they said they'd fix it. So it was going to be $200,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. So they started going around to some private contractors, mm-hmm. and they got a bid for that would cost them about $1,000 each. So they could do it for about 10 grand instead of $200,000.
Sounds so more doable.
So the government quoted them at 20 times what
the market.
Yeah. So this is, it's interesting. It's really hard to figure out what level of inefficiency the government operates at, because sometimes you can see it at double or triple. Now, just consider for a second, if you pay double or triple the cost of a car, how much that is. For a $30,000 car, is $60,000 or $90,000. So that's an incredible level of inefficiency. I mean, that's a staggering, completely unacceptable level of inefficiency. But when you're dealing with the government, sometimes these inefficiency levels jump up to 7 times or 9 times the level of inefficiency. Here you're talking about, and maybe we're not talking about as good of a road, but you're talking about a 20 times the cost factor here. It's stupefying.
Yeah, when you centralize power like that, it becomes a case of personalities. Well, which personalities are involved in this deal? Not the rigors of the marketplace and people competing with each other, but how is this guy, what's he like, and how does he feel today? And that determines the inefficiencies and the costs.
Well, it's practically, you could practically do the mafia accent with this. Hey, you know, we can't handle the road right now, but if you give us $20,000 a piece, yeah, we'll put a road in for you, eh?
Hey, Sean, how did this pan out? Did the city just let this private company go ahead and do that road repair, or did they try to stop them?
The people went ahead and hired the contractor, paid him $10,000, and one of the residents was saying it was so bad that he could barely get into his driveway, and then another one of the residents was saying that the road work was so bad that every time it rained that it was routing water into their living room and ruining their house.
Wow. So, and you're saying that that was the government road work that was so bad?
Yes, exactly. So
okay.
They hired the private company at $10,000 to fix it. They fixed it. Everything was great. And then they got notices from the city saying, hey, you can't do that. This is unpermitted work. And now they're looking at potentially having to pay big fines, so on and so forth.
Oh, man. And where is this happening? Is this there in Nashville where you are?
This was a story in Portland, and I actually a story of something that I personally saw in Nashville. That I was
Go on with the Nashville story, I mean, this is how it goes. Sounded great, right? That's why I asked for the rest of the story, because I figured this was going to happen. Everything sounded great. Hey, we got a 20, you know, it's 20 times the cost to do it with the government. We're going to do it for 1/20th of that with this private company. They fixed the problem. So, problem solved. Now, all of a sudden, the city comes along with zoning enforcement or code enforcement or whatever, and now they're threatening everybody. Hey, you did unpermitted work. You're going to have to pay for the permit after the fact, and you're going to have to pay more for the permit after the fact because you didn't come and ask us permission up front, so we're going to charge you even more on the back end, and if you don't pay it, we're going to come in and tear up your road.
Right.
I mean, that's typically how this stuff goes down.
And somebody who's listening to the show today said, well, they're just trying to protect you in reference to the government. No, they're not. They're trying to protect their monopoly. One of their monopolies is putting pavement on the road. And when you go out there and hire somebody who will do it at a 20th of the price, that is a threat. That's a threat to every one of those government bureaucrats, because when you do that, you show everybody you don't need them to put stuff on the ground. I mean, this is the first thing that's said when it comes to the government. If you talk about getting the government out of everything, somebody says, well, what about the roads? Here's the answer. There's the answer to the roads. 10 people got together for $10,000 apiece. They put a road in. The government couldn't do it 20 times the cost.
Absolutely. So, along the lines of the whole protection thing, one of the reasons that the city is citing that they need to make sure that it's up to code and all of that is they say, well, if this repair wasn't done properly, then the water, when it rains, could potentially run into one of your houses and ruin it, like it was already doing.
Right. Wow. So, ridiculous. So now, I know you said you had a local story. If you want to stand by, we can come back to you for that.
Absolutely.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's reasons like that is why people don't get into doing private road work. Because they're scared. Business owners are scared of the government. They don't want to get into business to have to deal with the state. They want to get into business to do business and, you know, deal with their customers and do the things they love to do, not a bunch of paperwork and being told what to do. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
All across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives. And healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen-free wellness event where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten-free with cooking demonstrations. And enjoy lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. You can get our live streams easily by going to m.freetalklive.com. Tune them in on your favorite mobile device and do it for free, of course. Also, our podcast is available there as well through m, as in mobile.freetalklive.com. We go back to Sean. He's in Nashville. We've been talking about private road work. A group of neighbors decided they wanted to use a private company to fix their road rather than the government because the private company was 1/20th the cost of government. The private company got it done. And then, of course, the state, the government employees came after the neighborhood association. They came after these folks. And it's not an uncommon story. It seems like it's always the case. Whenever some individual takes it on their own volition to fix a government road problem, maybe it's fixing potholes, or in this case, fixing a whole end of a road, they get punished. They get targeted by the state. And I know, Sean, you had another story from the Nashville area.
Absolutely. So I live in a neighborhood that's built by a really great builder, does beautiful work, and there's a decent number of houses going in there. And the city made a deal with them where they said, you can build X number of houses in the neighborhood, and then we need to complete this one certain road that's currently a half loop, and they're planning on making it a complete loop kind of around part of the city. And they said the city gave a time when they were going to be completed with the loop, and they went ahead, went okay with the deal. And so the time came and went. The city had not completed the road work, of course, and so then that put the company in the position of, hey, we can't build anymore because you guys didn't fulfill your side of the deal.
And now they're waiting on the city.
Exactly. And so the company, the guy that owns the company, went to the city council, and I was there for this meeting. I've never been to a city council meeting before, but I was really interested in this because it would affect, you know, my property values and everything if I live in there. And anyway, I went, and this guy told the city council, you know, this was the deal, you guys haven't done it, but, you know, that's okay, I understand. I tell you what, I will build this road for you. I will pay for it with my money. I will use my equipment. I will use my crew. I will get it done if you please just let me continue finishing my project. And then they had a vote on it, and it got voted down. They said, nope, sorry. And it's just the real kicker. The road was originally scheduled to be finished in 1970. And so here we are 43 years later. That was about 3 years ago. They're still not finished with it. But, yeah, they free money, free labor, everything.
Nope.
And
it's our job.
There was no discussion.
We're in charge.
No nothing. Yeah, they just said yes or no. And I think maybe one guy said yes, and all the others said no, no reasoning, no nothing, and it was like, okay, on to the next order of business.
Hey, don't you know we have our own contractors to protect here? We can't just let you waltz on in and show them up with your fast and your work and your speedy efficiency.
You'd make us look like a bunch of greedy, self-centered fools.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, over and over again, this is just a story that somebody bothered to pick up the telephone and call Free Talk Live about, but this happens all the time across the United States.
Yeah.
People either don't know to call Free Talk Live, or they're just like, oh God, not another one of these stories, I just can't spend the time talking about it, or they're so frustrated and upset. This happens all the time because this is what petty bureaucrats do. They protect their turf. And if you can tell me the operable difference between governments, city, state, federal, whatever they might be, and the most successful gang in a given area, I'd love to hear the difference. I just don't know what the difference is. Yes, government tends to have a funny way of appointing its dons.
Elections.
But that's really it. That's all I can come up with. It's a gang that's figured out, hey, if we let people participate, if they have a vote, that is statistically an insignificant fact that they have a vote, but we let them have one, then they'll feel like they're part of us, and then they can do whatever they want. They can not pave a road for 43 years and then have everybody claim that without the government, we wouldn't be able to pave roads.
Yeah, well, we're talking about crony capitalism and government contracts. I've got something that's a little bit off topic, but it's on topic, I think, and it's just a word of advice to motorists in the audience: don't ever let the state troopers call a wrecker service for you. I have before, and it was bad news. It was a bad scene. It broke me almost.
So, Sean, with your neighborhood, it's not done. It's just still kind of sitting out there in limbo.
I have since moved out to some acreage to get out of all that nonsense. It looks like they are actually proceeding. I didn't end up going to meetings after that. I know it didn't get resolved that day, so they must have figured something out. But yeah, I mean,
it's not like if you had said anything at the meeting, it's not like if you had spoken at the meeting that would have changed anything.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, the guy was, he was basically begging, like, you know, I will build everything to code or better, and I will literally give you millions of dollars for free if you just let me finish my project. If you just hold up the end of the agreement that you already made with me.
Wow.
And they said, sorry, nope.
It's crazy. Sean, thanks for a great story. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You know, freekeen.com is my blog site. We've been covering the Bearcat story.
Getting a lot of coverage on that.
Yep, and the Bearcat is back. The Concord City Council is now looking at accepting about $250,000 grant from the federal government for the purpose of buying another Bearcat. This is a tank, basically, that carries the police into whatever situation. And so once again, it's happening. The activists here in New Hampshire are gearing up to deal with this. But I don't predict anything's going to be happening differently this time. I mean, the activists are going to come out. They're going to speak out against it. They're going to make all kinds of great, brilliant points about how it's militarization of the police and that we don't need this stuff here and this is completely unnecessary and please stop this. We don't want it. And, of course, the city council will likely vote unanimously in favor of it, although it will be interesting to see if any city councilors in the city of Concord decide that they are going to change their votes. Because if you go to freekeen.com, I posted an article last night with kind of a rundown of a lot of the media this has been catching, this issue. And by the way, most of the newspapers that I've seen have been writing editorials against the Bearcat, both the Union Leader and Concord Monitor.
Awesome.
Editorializing against it. The Keene Sentinel's not surprisingly silent on this particular issue.
Well, they'd look like fools.
And so what I pointed out here is I dug up the original article where the city council in Concord voted to approve the police seeking this. So first the police came to the city council and said, we would like to seek this grant for $250,000 from the federal government for this Bearcat. The city council then put that on what they call their consent agenda, which means whatever goes on the consent agenda is going to pass. That's my understanding of it. So essentially they passed it unanimously without taking a vote or something like that. Basically, everyone on the Concord City Council, as I understand it, was at one time in favor of this. I've heard rumor that a couple of them are no longer in favor of it, so we will see if any of them actually change their perspective on this militaristic tank being acquired by the city police. And, of course, the most relevant point is, in their application for this Bearcat, the city chief of police and the city manager put in there that Free Staters and occupiers are two of the major reasons why they need to have this. Now, of course, no one in the Free State Project or the Occupy movement in New Hampshire has ever been violent with the state agents, and it's ridiculous what they're doing. We will, of course, keep you up to date at freekeen.com on that point. In other news, just posted at Free Keen, I'm glad William Kostrick from Manchester got this out there. They've targeted the Green Beam.
Now, for Green Bean?
Beam, B-E-A-M. For those of you that don't know, in Manchester, one of the great forms of activism that they have that we do not have in Keene is the laser. There is a laser that is computer-controlled that one activist, Bill, has a habit of bringing out to police checkpoints. And he brings this laser out. He sets it up. He has his computer, and he's got, you know, police checkpoint ahead. The laser can project this, right? And because it's a laser, it can go great distance. And so you can project it on the side of a building, for instance. So everybody driving down the road that's heading toward the checkpoint will see this big green laser informing them. You haven't heard about this before?
I guess I haven't.
Well,
I see the
laser. The police finally did something about it last night. We'll tell you more coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Still to come, Johnny Ray's game of the week. We've got to get to that because he had like three of them last week and we only got to one. That's because we haven't gotten them every single week, and shame on us for that. I do like the Johnny Ray game of the week feature.
Not necessarily. It could be shame on you for this week. This could be a big badge of shame for all of us.
Well, we are talking about the green beam, as it has been called in Manchester. This is the laser that one activist has been successfully deploying at various different activism opportunities. Sometimes you'll see it in action at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you are around and about at nighttime, you will. The green beam is fairly conspicuous, or whatever it's doing.
I'm pretty sure if you've been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival after dark, you've seen it.
Yeah. So this very same device has been brought out at multiple activist opportunities in Manchester, usually at the time of a police checkpoint, which they have more frequently in Manchester than they do out here in Keene. Anyway, it happened recently, and the video has been put up online where two Manchester police officers are threatening the operator of the laser. They threaten him with confiscation of their device if they continue to operate the laser.
I wonder whether they could do it or not.
Whether they could confiscate it?
Well, they can do whatever they want,
right?
Because nobody's going to stop them.
But they have guns and they're willing to hurt you.
But the question is it legal? One thing's for certain is they won't be charged. There won't be any problem with it. But there have been court cases where drivers have flashed their lights and police officers have tried to go after them for warning of a speed trap or something like that. And it's considered protected speech. So if flashing the lights on your car, I mean a laser is light, if using light to communicate a speed trap is not a crime, then is using light to communicate a speed trap a crime? I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, they are coming after them for a violation of zoning ordinance in this case, basically claiming that it's an unauthorized use of a sign. That's what this laser is.
Okay.
And it's interesting. I'm not going to play the conversation for you, but you can go to freekeen.com. It's the top story there right now, thanks to Bill Kostrick. And I will post a link to it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. But it's essentially what happens in the video, Bill Kostrick asked these police, well, you know, what about these other signs? Like, what if there was an illegal sign? Let's say, not admitting this is an illegal sign, but if there was an illegal sign that violated your zoning ordinance up on the top of one of these buildings, you wouldn't go and take that down, would you? You would go and issue some sort of a threat. You'd issue a citation or whatever, but ultimately the threat would be part of the citation, like, you need to take this down. They wouldn't go up there and remove the sign. Why are you doing it to us tonight with this laser? And the cop's very honest. He says, because it's right here and I can take it. And so if you've got enough money to put your illegal signage up on a big building, then it's protected. You know, the cops can't get up there. They can't easily access it. They have to, you know, use threats to get you to do what you want. But in this case, it's right there in the parking lot. So this cop's just like, yeah, I can just take it. So I'm going to threaten you. Is basically what he says. Now, he says he doesn't want to take it. That's why he's giving them the opportunity to turn it off on their own. Now, they do decide to go ahead and turn the device off because, you know, these things aren't cheap. You know, laser like that's probably like $1,000 or a few hundred.
So what they need to do is lock it in a car. I don't know if it will shoot through a glass window.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
But if it's shot through a glass window, then they'd have to, you know, break the window on the car or something to get it.
What would they do then?
If they would make it more difficult for the police to get it, then that would be, another issue.
So they threaten him. They give them a citation. So this is going to go to court in Manchester. They are, of course, not going to take the plea deal. They are going to go to trial. Apparently, there's already an attorney who's interested in taking this case on. I don't know what that's going to cost them. They are doing some sort of a legal fundraiser for this matter. But ultimately, hopefully they'll prevail in court on this. And I haven't looked at the zoning ordinances in Manchester, so I can't say I know how they will or will not apply in this particular case, but it's interesting, and it just goes to show. By the way, this laser has been used multiple times in the past, at least half a dozen times, with no hassle whatsoever, so now all of a sudden, Manchester police have come up with a way to go after this. You know, they have to research this stuff. These guys don't know what their laws are, so when they see something they don't like, they have to figure out what they can do about it. And if it doesn't fall under one of their favorite catch-all categories like disorderly conduct, then they usually have to consult with an attorney like the city attorney and figure out, look, bub, we got to figure out what to do about these guys with the laser. What can we get them with? They keep coming out to our checkpoints and ruining everything. What can we get them with? So the town attorney pours over the zoning ordinances and looks over all the regulations and ordinances, and ah-ha-ha! It's a sign! We'll call it a sign! Even though, of course, it's not constructed with anything. There's no plastic. There's no wood. I mean, what's the definition of sign in the government's ordinances?
I don't know. I think I really do sort of wonder if a business had one of these laser lights that they've shown on the side, would it be a sign? And I kind of feel like it would be a sign by their, you know, sort of reasoning.
Maybe it would be. I doubt laser is listed in the ordinances. So of course, they could always just change the ordinances,
I guess.
And this is another example. The law, practically speaking, realistically speaking, the law is not a clear, simple, moral construction that cuts everybody. It's a blunt instrument that people use and bend to their will and make it do what they want it to do.
And they're going to. And this is really just another example of how anytime you are an activist and you do something effective, you can expect to be targeted. You can expect to have your freedom taken away. You can expect to have your property taken away because that's how they roll. They don't want you messing with their game. And as you pointed out, Mark, these are a criminal gang. That's basically what they are. But they have to act a little bit different than a normal criminal gang because they have to keep up this aura of legitimacy. So they have to allow you to have a video camera to record them when they come and threaten you. And when they're coming to threaten you, they have to be kind of nice about it. Like this guy, he's like, well, you know, I don't really want to take it. Of course I will if you don't do what I say. But he's trying to be as nice as he can be about it. He's not just coming in there and attacking these guys and breaking their equipment. He could do that probably and get away with it, but in this case he doesn't because there are cameras around, and it'll make them look bad if they do that kind of thing. So I will continue to keep you up to date on this story. Freeking.com will as well. I just thought you might want to find that interesting. Some interesting and excellent activism out of Manchester. I'm glad we were able to report on that.
And the operator of the Green Beam can construct a system for you wherever you may live. So
that's
maybe you
true.
Could get us one. Maybe we could scrape some money together
save
and get
your
one
money.
Here in Keene.
Save your money. Yeah, it'd be cool. But we don't really get the checkpoints very often here, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And we've got signs. We can just go down there with handheld signs. So you can go to freekeen.com to get the latest on that story and many others. Of course, the Robin Hood case continues to develop. Johnny Ray, game of the week.
Oh, my game of the week this week is the one that I didn't finish last week. What's it called? Clash of Heroes. Might and Magic, colon, Clash of Heroes.
Now, you're liking this one. Is that right?
No. It's bringing me back. Yes, I'm liking it. I'm playing it. But I don't like the reasons that I think that I'm playing it for.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a match three game. Mark, last week you said, what is a match three game? Well, a match three game is like Candy Crush Saga, where you...
Is the brand the company?
No. A genre.
Okay.
If Connect Four is a match four game...
Right.
Then
you get
Candy
three
Crush
things
Saga.
In a row. It's like tic-tac-toe, except it's got a much bigger screen.
Yeah, you put three things in a row. If you can manage to do that, then something good happens for you. This game is set in a...
No, it doesn't.
This game is set in a fantasy setting, the Might and Magic setting, which is a Western-style RPG from the 90s, a computer RPG from the 90s that was a strategy game, and you had your elves and your dragons and everything. Now, this was released on the DS, the Nintendo DS first. I'm playing a port of it. It's been ported to the Android, to my Android, so I'm playing an Android version of it, and there's... Basically, the game is a two battle grids, one on top of the other. The one on top is the enemy, the one on the bottom is you. And then you have this random assortment of units come rushing on from each side. And you can manipulate the back unit in any one of your lines. And if you can create three in a row, then that will create this battle formation that lines up on that line. It'll start charging up for a few turns. This is a turn-based game. Mm-hmm. And when its charging period is over, it will rush across to the other battle grid and fight the guys on the other side. Now, it keeps me coming back. It's really addictive because, and I think this is the problem I have with it, is that it's a very simple thing for me to do. It's a simple thing for me to create some gratification for myself, and I don't think I'm really getting anything out of it.
You never get anything out of a video game. a winning screen.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes, like I say, my favorite games are ones with good stories. Sometimes they will present you with a great narrative that actually makes you think.
But this doesn't have that.
Yeah.
I haven't completed the game. So far, it's got a real conventional fantasy.
Might and Magic what?
: Clash of Heroes.
Clash of Heroes, Johnny Ray's game of the week, although he's not sure if he really likes it. He's playing it a lot, but he...
Yeah,
sure
I'll probably beat it, and I'm not sure how I'll feel about myself after I'm done.
All right, more coming up tomorrow. See you then, freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibes in year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.